the know, nonstop Vikings talk. It's Purple Daily on Score North and ScoreNorth.com. Purple Daily, presented by Surly Brewing Company.
But this is beautiful football. Let's watch Ezra Cleveland and Christian Darrisaw go about their business. And then here comes the eyes of Dalvin Cook, C.J. Ham, melting Darnell Savage in the end zone. And it's a walk. It's not a walk, it's a skip. It's like what Ezra Cleveland's doing. He's skipping. It's like you watch Darrisaw. That's like rookie enthusiasm. Stick it to him. He'd never been this Packers Vikings rivalry before. He's never seen this. Darrisaw getting pumped.
Darrisaw.
I love Baldy.
Baldinger doesn't just like football. He loves football.
Baldy.
Football.
Football, yeah. Football. Yeah. Football.
Get some.
Dude, just Darrisaw. This is Purple Daily. Daily Vikings entertainment, therapy, celebration sometimes. Presented by Surly Brewing Company, Mackie Judd. Our executive producer, Declan Goff. We will have an update on the Everson Griffin situation that popped up overnight with a statement from the Vikings. We'll get to that after. Write that down because there's more information coming in as we record this. But thank you guys for supporting us, for clicking the subscribe button on the Purple Daily YouTube channel. We're up over 19,000 subscribers now, thanks to you guys. And if you're watching us on a TCL TV, even better, because you're supporting our sponsors, which is great. They got a new lineup of award-winning TVs delivering the most entertainment with stunning resolution at an affordable cost. Enjoy more of the things you love with TCL. Are you guys ready for a late season edition of Write That Down? Are you ready?
Of course we are. We're always ready.
Let's hit that intro music, Declan. Let's get into this.
Most make predictions and then never admit they're wrong. Yeah, that's not Mackie and Judd. This is the place where we just totally own our horrible predictions.
Write this down.
And eat them for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Write that down.
It's Write That Down.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
With Mackie and Judd.
Boom. As I share this here for the YouTube audience, deloading. It'll be up in just a second. But this is Write That Down. This is where we admit that we were wrong. For all of you people that want us to admit that we were wrong, well, we do it every Wednesday, both on Purple Daily and on Mackie and Judd. Three Vikings or football-related predictions from everybody each week. They must be quantifiable. We keep track of completion percentage and touchdowns for predictions that go above and beyond. And listeners, if you want to be like Chase and participate here, he'll be on in just a moment, you can send us a message through the Score North app. There's a feedback tab at the bottom, and that's the best way to get onto the show, either for Ventline or for Write That Down. So, boys, Declan has taken over the lead, I believe, in both of these now. He's the batting average leader, and he was the completion percentage leader last week here.
No, I led. I had barely a lead in this Write That Down, but Declan is now 2 weeks
in a row. Yeah, that's correct. You guys are batting neck and neck leader. And going back
that's
and forth.
Right. That's right.
So, all right, let's get to the accountability session here. We'll start all with right. Judd had one of the most historically great weeks in the history of the franchise. You had like five or six correct predictions last week. You were just gangbusters. You had a couple things come off the board here. One of them, I think, being a touchdown, because you said a month ago the Vikings will go exactly 2-2 in their next four games. And by predicting, like, they could have gone 0-4, they could have gone 1-3, they could have gone 3-1. It's not like a 40-yard pass to Jefferson, but predicting the exact record of a four-game stretch, I think warrants a touchdown.
Yeah.
So congratulations.
Ooh, thank you very much.
Haters of the goal line fade, beware. That's a nice little goal line fade touchdown.
I'd like to thank all the people who helped me get here.
And Judd, you were kind of Kirk Cousins, check down Charlie for a long time. You only had one touchdown pretty much all year, and now you've had a come to Jesus meeting with your coach.
Well, I had different coaches help me too, but we just don't talk about that.
Yeah,
that helps. Like behind the scenes, I'm being provided guidance that I was not before, but we can't talk about that.
Mike Zimmer just told the media that his stance on deep passes hasn't changed; that he's always wanted quarterbacks to be aggressive, but that his relationship with Kirk Cousins has changed for the better now that they're sitting down on Thursdays
this
every week this year.
Still infuriating, but anyway, yes.
See, they could have had a great relationship built up for 4 years if they would have just done this.
Yeah.
You said Dalvin Cook will rush for 100 or more yards against the Packers. Oh. 86 for Dalvin in that game.
Whoa.
Speaking of incredible weeks, boys. Ooh. Old Macadac has busted out of the slump here. All right, Justin Jefferson will have a reception of 40 yards or more in that game against the Packers. He had one all season coming into the game. He had two of them against the Packers. You're damn right. And then I also said the Vikings will have a double-digit lead in the first half against the Packers. Good for another touchdown. And that Mason Cole would start for the Vikings against the Packers.
Boy.
Yes.
Oh, iron sharpens iron. Iron sharpens iron. This is a game of greatness.
This is Drew Bledsoe coming in for Brady in the AFC Championship game right here.
Way to go.
Just chucking the ball down the field. Cool. All right, listeners had a ton of stuff come off the board here. Kip said by week 10 of 2021, he predicted this back in January, by the way. This is one of the first predictions. I think this was like the second prediction of the season for the listeners. That by week 10 of 2021, Jeb will post an article calling for the firing of Rick Spielman, Mike Zimmer, and the staff. So this is wrong. Barely.
I said Jeb, it.
Jeb, well, you posted an article. You specifically stated the Mike Zimmer era has come to an end after the Cowboys or the Ravens lost, one of the two. And here's why it needs to be over. And then later in the article, you asked about the status of Rick Spielman, but you didn't give a definitive thought on it. And then in a notebook a couple days later, you posed a question about Rick Spielman's job status and will he be tied to Zimmer, but you never definitively said that Rick Spielman should be fired.
Oh, the roundup.
On the website.
Okay. Roundup. Read it today, hot off the presses.
Now, you have said on the show that I think at different points that all these guys should be gone, but this prediction says article, and you have only posed the question about Rick Spielman. You have not called for the firing of Rick Spielman.
Poor kid. So close.
I mean, I don't know. That's so.
He might bring it back close to the court. He might, but I don't know. I don't know what case
he
might have.
He said article. Article.
I'm sorry, buddy.
Phil did a vetting of the entire process.
Yeah,
Phil's very thorough.
I trust our lead circuit judge here. Yeah, makes sense.
No, you really don't.
I don't, actually, no.
You don't trust him at all? You think he's trying to screw you?
Not as much as I don't trust the listener sabotaging me, but yeah, Phil's close.
Declan screwed Declan. Okay, Greg said, while losing to the Packers in the fourth quarter, with the Vikings offense on the field, the fans will bust out the wave. I don't think that happened, but maybe Judd, who was in the building, can confirm.
No, here's part of... So, in retrospect, here's part of the problem with that prediction, too. If you know that the team you're playing at US Bank Stadium, their fans travel well, the odds of the wave go down. Because, Packer fans aren't going to start. One, I just don't think that they'll do it. But two...
The wave is so stupid, too.
Hate it.
But two, it almost takes fans from the same team if you're going to have a true wave.
And why are you, it's a Vikings Packers game. You paid
and on offense, you should
hundreds of dollars for parking and tickets. You're so bored that you're going to do the wave. I'm glad that this didn't.
Did you see the guy who lit up a smoke in the upper deck section at US Bank on Sunday? Some guy was so frustrated. He literally lit up a Pall Mall of some sort. Just lit up a cigarette in the middle of the stadium.
Hmm. Was this on the Fox broadcast or was
no,
it just like
this was fan? This was fan filmed.
Just lights a heater.
Just
huh?
Lighting a heater.
Get in trouble for that.
Yeah.
And Greg also said the Vikings will fire Zimmer between the Packers and 49ers games. I know we still have a couple days left, but there is no chance of that happening at this point. Keith said Justin Jefferson will have 12 or more targets against the Packers. He had 10.
Ouch.
But Keith redeemed himself. He did say the Vikings will score on their first offensive drive against the Packers. They kicked a field goal.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. A little mixed bag here for Declan. You said Patrick Peterson won't start a game until at least December 26th. That was wrong. The Vikings would beat the Packers by 10 or more points.
Yeah.
Rodgers will throw an interception against the Vikings.
Yeah.
And that only the Vikings will win more than 7 games in the NFC North this season. The Packers.
Yeah, I was.
Yep. But you did redeem. You said Cousins and Rodgers will combine for at least 5 touchdowns. and that Cousins will have at least three game-winning drives in the 2021 regular season. That was his third on Sunday.
Nice.
And so with that, here's what it looks like, boys. Judd is clinging to a completion percentage, 37% and four touchdowns.
So tight. Time to check down.
Declan's at 36% and six touchdowns. Listeners are at 32% with a league-leading eight touchdowns. I'm at 27%, but I have now caught within one of the listeners with seven touchdowns, which is all I care about, quite frankly, going forward.
I wouldn't sleep on the listeners here or down the stretch. They could.
It's been a big season for the listeners.
Oh, no. No, no. This is as tight. I mean, don't sleep on Phil, Declan.
Yeah.
Dude, 27%? That's not.
I probably can't catch you in completion percentage. I want double digit tuds.
Yeah. I don't know, you guys.
I want some tuddies.
Yeah, it takes a great, you know, can have a great week.
Same.
Couple of great weeks.
All right, let's get our guy in here, Chase. He's one of our favorite guest listener predictors. Chase, bring in a lawyer's perspective to his predictions here. Are you wearing a jean jacket today, Chase?
I am. I thought I'd be a little more stylish for today, you know, if I write that down.
Look
so,
at this guy.
Jean jacket, nice sweatshirt in there.
Oh, nice. I love sweatshirt.
Bringing it to write that down.
Good classing work. It up here. So, all right, we're going to do this. We're going to go around the room three times. We'll go Chase, Judd, Declan, and then back to me. Chase, what's your strategy here? Because the listeners are within striking distance of the completion percentage lead, but you're also trying to hold off the touchdown lead here too. So what, you know, what kind of quarterback are you going to be today?
So I've thought about this for a long time, and I think having a strategy to write that down is kind of like fantasy football. You come into the draft, you do all this research, you get ESPN Plus, go crazy on it, and you're 0-10. So I thought, why not just try to have some fun and get something that's somewhat attainable and create some good content here.
So you're going to run trick plays is what you're saying, basically.
Fullback sweeps all day.
Fullbacks, CJ Ham. Feed in. I like the way that Brian Baldinger put it, that CJ Ham melted Savage in the end zone on that block. I need more Brian Baldinger on the show, quite frankly.
Write this down.
All right, Chase, lead us off here. You're under center. What's your first prediction?
All right. Well, before I do that, I got to do the insurance. It's Chase, the law student lawyer guy, okay? Chase's triple C, Chase's contract condition, okay? if there's an unforeseen circumstance that affects prediction in any single way, there must be majority vote between the hosts of Purple Daily as to the survival of the prediction, and it must be deemed reasonable. We'll get that out of the way because that was quick.
Clung, okay. Clung.
There we go.
Yeah. Law and order, yeah. Baby. I love it.
Exactly.
I love it.
Just got to make sure everyone's aware of the
objection. Argumentative, Chase.
Yes. Hey, this is a cutthroat game. You got to really cover your bases on this.
It's true. You know? We've seen, you know, Declan sometimes goes in without, you know, with some loosey goosey parameters.
We all have. Yeah.
You know, winds up getting screwed. So,
absolutely. So, for my first prediction, Justin Jefferson, by the end of the last game, the 2021 NFL regular season, will have at least 1,414 receiving yards off the record. If this happens, this beats Randy Moss's second season in 1999 for his receiving yards. So just saying.
Yeah, he's going to wind up, and I think OBJ, Randy Moss is second all time in total receiving yards in the first two seasons combined, and he's like a few yards behind OBJ. Justin Jefferson could get the bag with all these stats. And they got the 17th game too, so barring some sort of injury, he should be pretty close. All right.
Write that down.
Judley.
Russell Wilson will not be with the Seattle Seahawks next season.
I love that, man.
Russell Wilson is in his final games as a member of the Seahawks.
I know that Cousins' stock is higher right now than Russell Wilson's, but if Russell Wilson became available to buy low on after an injury-plagued worst season of his career, right?
Yeah, Pete Carroll might be gone too off the record.
You make the call?
I think. Oh, hell yeah.
You make the call? Make the call, get the haul?
Of course I make the call.
I make the call.
Write this down.
All right, Declan.
Two-item parlay here. The Vikings beat the Niners, and the Rams beat the Packers.
Okay.
Both those games are on the road. Is that a touchdown pot toss? I'm saying two things that are separate.
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
Right?
Yeah.
Pretty sure. Are the Rams? I mean, the Niners are favored. Are the Rams favored?
I don't know if they're favored in Rambo, but they're both on the road. Yeah, Rams are a better team, but I don't know.
I think a parlay, yeah.
I think if you hit on both those, we'll give you a tutty.
Okay,
it's like you're lined up at the half yard line, and you're handing off to Dalvin Cook here.
Well, yeah,
it's like a quarterback sneak kind of a.
Write this down.
kind of a deal. All right. I hate to be Buzz Killington here, but and I am going to try and throw for touchdowns here because I just I'm 100 points back or 10 percentage points back, I guess, in the completion percentage race. So Cousins has been great avoiding turnovers this year. He only has what was it 2 interceptions all year?
Yeah.
Something like that.
I know where you're going.
This Cousins will throw multiple interceptions against the Niners. First time all year that he'll have a multiple interception game.
It's no wonder Twitter hates you.
I'm not saying they're going to lose even. I'm just saying that he's going to throw multiple interceptions.
You doubt him. That's fine. Just keep doubting.
You hater. You guys praise the Vikings when they win and you rip them when they lose.
Yeah.
You're not a true fan.
Write this down.
Cool. You blindly support teams that are
Oh, here we go.
It's Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving. Just stop, okay?
And another thing, let me tell you something.
Come on, people now. Smile on your brother. Everybody get together and try something. To love one another. Come on.
All right. Chase's next prediction is going to be brought to us by the group that has helped Judd look like Chet Holmgren these days.
Oh, my God.
That would be my friends from Livia Weight Control Centers. And before we get to Chase's prediction, I've got some breaking news because you know what? When it comes to my friends, Black Friday savings from Livia Weight Control Centers are here now. Give yourself the gift of good health. Ladies and gentlemen, call today or contact them. Save 50% off the program. 50% savings. Your first visit is free. Here's how you do it. 855-GO-LIVEA or LIVEA. That's Livia.com. 855-GO-LIVEA. Livia.com. Yes, that's right. Black Friday savings program. 50% off a program that has helped me shed 26 pounds.
Look at this
guy. Lose the weight now.
Just shedding the weight.
Love Thank it. You very much. Feel good.
Also, shout out to our friends at Federated. They're helping businesses with risk management. They're here to help protect your bottom line, maximize the success of your business. They've been around for over 100 years with all kinds of risk management tools, resources. There's a full list of industries that Federated protects at federatedinsurance.com if you want to find out if your business fits in with what they can provide. And remember, at Federated, it's our business to protect yours. Back to Chase.
Write this down.
Your second prediction, sir.
All right. This one's about Phil. So Phil's got to get out of the seat, I think, just for a second.
Do I have to take my headphones off here?
I think so.
Yeah.
This always happens to me, so this is great.
This is actually great.
Thanks, Chase. I appreciate it.
Take a little while. I wanted
to shake it up, guys. Okay.
No, I like that.
All right. So between the next two Vikings vent lines, so next one on the 28th, and then the 5th of December, Phil Mackey will have a transition to an advertisement read that will either make at least one person who was on the screen at vent line at that time either laugh or smile.
Okay.
Judd will have to monitor that.
Yep.
Okay.
And Phil can't know that because he clearly would try, and it needs to be organic and spontaneous.
And it has to be a listener, Chase. It can't be Judd or I.
No, it could be anyone on the screen.
Oh, anyone on the screen. That does change things. Okay.
He's had some amazing transitions.
I would need to laugh, though, because I often smile.
Yeah.
So, like, for me personally, it would have to be a chuckle. Because, like, if it's just a smile, that wouldn't count for me. Because I smile a lot about, like, I just get bored and start smiling.
Okay. We can track this, though. And Lawyer Chase,
Declan,
I think, is also a dedicated listener, and he can also help us out probably with it, too.
Okay. Yeah. He's a lawyer, too. So
yeah. And he'll
he can split the hairs.
I'm not getting sued.
Not a lawyer yet.
All right. Yeah. Okay. Phil, you can come back.
Phil,
you can come back.
Come on back in.
Amazing. Okay.
So Dex, you probably already figured this, but don't put the actual prediction in the notes.
Oh yeah,
so
true.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Just put like Phil prediction and just
Chase,
make a mental note of it.
Phil prediction. Yeah. Okay.
There you go. And then you have to tell me if it comes off the board at some point. All right.
Write this down.
Love it. I love when people like you can make predictions about the show in any capacity, and it counts and falls under the parameters of the rules here on Purple Daily. Write that down. All right. Go ahead, Judd.
All right, I'm going to go for a touchdown here. The Vikings will face the Packers at Lambeau Field in their first playoff game this season.
Wow, dude, wow.
I believe I have that prediction.
That's okay.
But you can
as long
you
as
can,
it wasn't made on the same day.
Same day? Okay.
Okay.
So right
so
now.
So I don't need to add to it then. Okay.
No, if you guys make it on a Saturday, I mean, ideally you'd like to change it up, but circumstances change. So right now, I think the Vikings would play the Buccaneers based on their win.
Oh, really? Oh, got it.
On Monday Night Football.
Oh, that's
so,
right.
Yeah, the Vikings are the 6th seed. The Buccaneers are the 3 seed. So they would play the Buccaneers as of right now.
All right, I'm going.
That could change.
I'm going Packers.
I think I made mine in the
write it down.
The off
you
season,
like writing things
yes,
down?
I did it.
Oh, you did? Oh,
yeah.
Boy, that's
and that's
oh,
touchdown.
Boy, that's good. That's a big touchdown.
Mm-hmm. All right,
Declan?
Second prediction here. I will say Kirk Cousins will have a higher passer rating than Jimmy G on Sunday. Gonna go. I'm just padding completions here. Kirk Cousins will have a higher passer rating than Jimmy G on Sunday. But Jimmy G is hot
not a
right
gimme.
Now.
It's a home game for
well.
Jimmy G. Yeah.
Three touchdowns
Jimmy,
in each of the past three games.
For people that
like
despise the quarterback win statistic, Jimmy Garoppolo has won 70% of his starts in his career. 70%.
Wow. That's right, that.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
I'm looking to make this a touchdown, so I may need some help molding this, but this prediction on its face probably isn't a touchdown, so I'm going to mold it. So the prediction I have right now is the Bears will lose to the Lions and fire Matt Nagy before their next game. Now, I think the Bears are favored in that game, but it's probably pretty close. The Lions have not won a game all season. There's already reports that Nagy's going to be gone, and so I get that that's probably not a touchdown. So I'm going to say this.
Okay.
The Bears will lose to the Lions by at least 10 points and fire Matt Nagy before their next game.
Okay. I got it.
Does that work?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the Lions will burst through the door with their first win of the season.
Yes.
Double-digit win or more over
they have one tie at this point.
Yeah.
So, yes, that definitely works.
Okay.
Write it down. You like writing things down.
All right. Back to Chase, your third prediction.
All right. This is a Hail Mary, but I think it's a good one. So by September 31st, of 2023, Justin Jefferson and Anthony Edwards will both be featured in a sports article together, and they will recreate the iconic Garnett Moss photo from 2000.
Oh my God.
Dude, that's super weird. Declan literally made that exact prediction on Mackie and Judd Write That Down an hour ago.
Yeah, dude.
Yes. Yeah, you did.
That's awesome, Chase. I love it.
That's so good.
Yes. Great minds think alike, my friend.
Hell yeah.
We're going to count it. God, that's amazing.
Is it great minds, Chase, or should you think about possibly?
Or are you guys colluding? Is this collusion? What's happening?
No, I did get Chase one on one.
Where'd you get these case
show?
Files? Where'd you get the case files from? I don't know what's happening.
Well, you know what to say about a crime if they can't prove you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't do it.
Yeah. This is not wrong. I've seen it before.
So, Chase, since you've got this platform again here, this another pinnacle moment in your life being part of Purple Daily, I'm sure. Is there anyone in your life you'd like to thank that brought you here today?
Well, for such an honorary member as myself and MVP and for the award of being on here, I prepared a couple people to thank and things to thank. So let me just go down the list real quick. First of all, rational Vikings fans, thank you for being sane. I'm looking directly into the screen. Thank you. You know who you are. Second, all the people who have been patient with me, my Vikings issues. We need the full
screen. Full screen here.
Yes.
Full jean jacket.
People,
here it is.
Yeah. Law school in the background. All the people have been patient with my Vikings issues because I have had many. I was born in 1998. Man, I still feel those Super Bowl losses in the 70s. So there's that. And then, of course, to you guys. I've been quite a long-time listener. Not a super long-time listener. I remember after the Minneapolis Miracle game. It was on ESPN 1500. And, Phil, I think it was you and Rami. We're talking about that.
It was me and superstar Mike Morris was on the show that day. Yeah.
And I listened and I took a joyride because I was excited. I just needed to take the fresh air and like, yes, we might actually win it, only to be dunked on the next week.
Yeah.
But thanks again to you guys for a great platform. You bring on rational Vikings fans. We actually have a conversation and hold their sports team accountable. So thank you, man.
Chase,
thank you for the kind words.
Thank you, Chase.
Get Chase on again sometime here. Lawyer Chase. Bringing the great predictions, the parameters. All right, we'll get Chase on in his jean jacket game another time here.
I like the look. It's a good look.
I want to say, I think we have really smart listeners. Like the fans that watch and listen to us on a regular basis, they're critical thinking Vikings fans. They're not just blind and loyal, and that's fine too. Like be be as loyal as you want as a fan, but I love that our fans seem to think a little deeper and more critically about the football team. It's fun having this community.
Amen.
Exactly. All right. Judd, back to you. Your third and final prediction.
Same prediction, Phil.
Write this down.
As you had on the OG of Write That Down, the Gophers will upset the Badgers on Saturday. The Gopher football team will upset because I think they are.
Let's get it.
2-point dogs, is that right? Row the boat. Row that boat, right? They're going to upset the Badgers. This is not a great Badgers. This is a beatable Badgers team.
Let's get it. Go get it.
This is not a great Badgers team.
So they haven't beat the Badgers at home since 2003.
Good.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. God.
Think about that for a minute. That is just
I was 10.
Impressing. I was at that game. I was a freshman at the University of Minnesota. Just
was that before
three
or after
sheets
the
to
debacle,
the wind.
Phil?
That was after
Michigan debacle.
After they beat Michigan, or after they lost to Michigan,
okay.
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, okay.
It was still a pretty good season. They wound up winning 10 games, but they probably could have played in the Rose
was,
Bowl.
Was the blocked punt kerfuffle the next year or the year before?
Two years later. That
two
was 2005.
Later. Yes,
yeah,
I remember
Justin
that.
Kucich was the panicked
vividly.
Punter. Yeah, that was whew. So. It's funny. The Gophers ran for 400 yards in 2003 against Michigan and in 2005 against Wisconsin, both at home. They had double digit leads halfway through the fourth quarter in both games. They lost both games.
Yeah,
so sad. Not that I'm still bitter,
no,
or
not
sad
at all.
Or pain from those games. Obviously, 2 decades later,
we're rowing the boat now, guys. Okay,
you damn right.
Saturday.
All right, Declan, your final prediction.
All right. My final prediction, I will say the 49ers will rush for at least 130 yards against the Vikings on Sunday.
Yeah, they're going to be Vikings going to be without basically all four of their starting defensive linemen.
Yeah.
Daniil Hunter's out.
Yeah.
Dalvin Tomlinson is officially out due to COVID.
The two tackles are out. Yeah.
Everson Griffin. We'll get to that in just a second. Ugh.
Write that down.
All right. I feel like some good things are going to happen largely in the next month for the Vikings. And so I'm going to take a swing here or throw a ball down the field. I'm going to predict their exact record in the next four games like Judd did in the previous four games. The Vikings will go the Vikings will go exactly 3-1 in their next four games. I don't know. Maybe they lose to the Niners
the
and then they roll off three straight wins. But they will go exactly 3-1 over the next four games.
Okay.
And that will put them at 8-6 heading into the home stretch.
Yeah, baby.
Bring your shot. On.
Let's
bring it on.
So those are your Write That Down predictions and the accountability session here, boys. Good stuff.
Football.
Let's touch on just the latest on this Everson Griffin situation. So last night, I'm sure a lot of people probably woke up and saw some stuff on social media. That's what happened. I woke up this morning and just saw a video clip going around of there was a couple story posts Everson saying someone's in my home and trying to kill me. There was a video of him himself on Instagram Live with a gun, just sort of panicked. Those have since been deleted, but the Vikings sent mental health professionals and other personnel from their organization to his house early in the morning just to check on him. And this statement came out from the Minnetrista Public Safety Department. The Minnetrista Police Department, with the support of the Hennepin County Sheriff's Office, Carver County Sheriff's Office, and Orno Police, responded early this morning to the home of Everson Griffin. Shortly after 3 a.m., Griffin called 911 from the residence and said someone was inside his home and that he needed help from the police. Griffin also told the 911 dispatcher that he fired a weapon, but nobody was injured. Mm. When law enforcement agencies responded, they were unable to locate an intruder. Since approximately 7 a.m., law enforcement and psychologists from the Vikings have been in ongoing communication with Griffin, who has refused to come out of his residence. At this time, law enforcement officers are confident Griffin is alone inside the home and continue to work with him to resolve the situation. No further information is available at this time. Mike Zimmer spoke at his press conference, and I think Rick Spielman is scheduled to speak here soon. And Zimmer just said, listen, like we don't have any idea what his playing status is. We're not concerned about that. We just want him to be safe. He has a family. I haven't seen any reports on if the family was home. They're not there now. So just it's a crappy situation all around, and it's not the first time that Everson has had, you know, some sort of crisis or mental health situation take place. So I guess all we can do is wait for more information, boys.
Yeah, it's impossible to hypothesize or comment because it goes so far beyond football and sports in general that, yeah, and it's going to change, I'm sure. You just, you know, as we went through the last time when he had the break, I think it was downtown at a hotel at the time before the Buffalo game, you just hope for the best. I mean, you know, this... The one good thing, I guess, that we can say is that we now live in a day and age where this type of stuff is certainly processed by a lot of people more reasonably than it used to be.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's the good news is that he can get the help. But, yeah, I don't think that there's a lot to say because, one, it's going to change, and, two, it just goes so far beyond the scope of what we do.
Yeah, and you know, from a football perspective – assuming that he's not going to play Sunday or maybe even, who knows, the rest of the season.
And that's not the concern, really. Exactly.
No. They will be without all four starting defensive linemen in this game against the 49ers because Dalvin Tomlinson has been placed. He's going to officially miss the game on Sunday.
Yeah, that's big.
Due to COVID. And Michael Pierce, is he out for the season or what's his?
They're hoping he can come back at some point in time, but he's on IR and he was placed there a couple weeks ago. So that means that you have to miss three games. This is either the second or third game. So he can't play.
So, you know, best wishes to Everson Griffin. Hopefully that situation gets sorted out. Who cares about football at this point with him? I think he just needs to find the help that he needs and get himself on track however he needs to. So glad that the Vikings are helping and we'll see what happens there. So let's every Wednesday we do go through the most positive things that we have to say about the Vikings. And I mean, that jar is overflowing after two straight wins. I don't even know if we have time for this segment.
It is a purple, canister of just juice of great things going on.
Speaking of canisters of great juice.
Thank you. Thank you. I was hoping that you would pick up on I was saying, but mine's not purple. It's red and I'm holding it right here. For those of you watching, it is a Surly Furious IPA, and as I've been telling you all week long, one day away from Turkey Day, you know, there's the turkey, there's the stuffing, there's the gravy, there's the mashed potatoes, there's the cranberries. Okay, that's fine, because what you really need on your table, Surly Furious IPA. Drink responsibly, but enjoy it on a day of great football. Give yourself a great beer. Sit on that couch. Surly Brewing across the board is great. Furious in particular, that's the beer of Judd. Don't settle. Get Surly.
I'm just going to give you just a brief moment of innovation here. Replace the gravy with Surly.
I was going to say.
Oh, God.
The YouTube commenter during Realistic Randy yesterday said, Judd, I know Judd bases his turkey in Surly Furious. Judd bases his turkey
in
Surly Furious.
That actually would be good. I'm not going to lie right now. That sounds good.
Does Dawn cook the turkey? Does she handle the turkey? I know you probably don't handle.
I handle the turkey.
No.
I can't tell when meat is cooked, and so I don't. I can't. I have a problem telling. Like,
use a meat thermometer.
I'm afraid of. I don't have one. I'm afraid of poisoning myself.
$5. Go on Amazon. Get a meat thermometer.
No. And this year, gents, it's a restaurant. We've decided no cooking this year.
I'm also
doing
a restaurant
multiple years now.
You know why? Because the weight loss program works good if you don't have a ton of stuff left in your fridge.
No, the restaurant play is a highly underrated play.
I'm doing it for the first time for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow.
Where are you going?
Kincaid's. We're doing Kincaid's.
Oh, dude.
Family?
With the girlfriend and her family.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Oh, Greg.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah. Oh, way to bury the lead.
Whoa, dude.
Oh my God. Yes. Oh my, yes.
Wait, is this the first? Have you met all these people?
I've met the mom, I met the brothers, but not the extended family.
Oh!
Oh my God!
Dude! Whoa, dude!
Yeah. And I think I'm a middle seater. This is a Curb Your Enthusiasm situation. I think I'm a middle seater here.
Dude, they wave the flag for you.
Wave the flag.
Oh, God.
Declan's gonna meet the family!
Meet the family! Don't overproject. Don't overproject. Don't be someone that you're not, okay?
Me?
Don't be someone that you're not.
I can't believe it took this to get it out of you. You see, this is what Surly does. It's not only a great beer, it's a truth serum. We got this out of you because of Surly.
Now, when they ask what you do for a living, just say you're out on work release and you're hoping that you can get into some sort of parole situation soon.
I'm chilled out with my chill boys is probably what I'll say. You know, I got my chill boys on. I won't mention the performance
just
brand.
Do a bunch
just
of
bamboo fabric, you know, like
just
it's very, yeah, very, very, very PG. Okay, I'm good with the pants.
Hey, I want people on the Purple Daily YouTube page in the comment section here. Hey, click subscribe and the like button if you want to congratulate Declan for, hey, meeting the girlfriend's family. What's some advice for Declan here as he meets the gal's family here? Drop us a line in the YouTube comment section.
I'm just shocked it's so quick again. Anyway, okay.
Again. All right. The most positive thing.
I'm not going to. It's positivity. We are not having this conversation right now.
I don't know.
Are
positive.
You kidding me?
The word again.
Come on,
it's so
dude.
Quick. It's so quick. I don't know. I mean, I didn't mean anything by it.
No, I can't wait for
again,
her family to see this. This is great. Yeah, good.
Again.
To go. Thanks, Jed.
Yeah, you're doing this again?
Oh,
all right. Jeb, what's the most positive thing you can say about Declan? I mean, the Minnesota Vikings.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is great. Okay, I'm going to, because there is such an overflowing abundance right now of purple positivity, I am going to go with the fact that if you are a Vikings fan, you can give thanks for the fact that no matter how they got there, the Vikings seem to be at a place where offensively they are embracing the weapons. They are no longer trying to say, we're going to run and you don't understand what we're doing. They're doing what everybody basically said a month ago. Why don't you do this more? Jefferson, Thielen, I don't know, Kirk taking chances. Like, that is such a positive. And yes, I find it intriguing how they got there, and I think that there's something to that. But the reality is, if you're a Vikings fan, I suppose you are just pleased that they have landed in a place now that the offense is fun to watch and makes sense. So that is a purple positivity. And if you're a Vikings fan, something to give thanks for.
Hell yeah. All right, Declan.
You like that?
All right.
You like that?
We've been talking about Justin Jefferson. Obviously, you wanted to go to him more and go to him all the time. But how about this note? This Justin Jefferson stat on third down from Sam Newton of Vikings PR. On third down this season, Justin Jefferson is first in receptions with 23. He is first in receiving yards with 425. And his four touchdowns are tied for second, all on third down in 2021. And by the way, his targets are only seventh, so we can raise those up a little bit. But regardless, Justin Jefferson on third down is money. Absolutely money. Continue going to Justin Jefferson on third down.
Yeah, there are so many amazing Justin Jefferson stats. And now that they've finally figured out, oh, we should target him 10-plus times. When they target him 10 times or more in the games that they played so far this season, they're like 4-1, and the one loss is the Cardinals, which, again, for the 100th time, shouldn't be a loss.
Like that!
My purple positivity is they're great in close games. Like, well, great is relative, but like they have figured out how to win close games. They have figured out even when the Lions come back on you and go for two or whatever, like, 30 seconds is enough. Let's go down the field. Winning teams, Chargers and Packers. I think there's been this sense of dread lately with the Vikings that, oh, man, like, because they can't beat good teams. They melt down in primetime, and they did melt down in primetime against the Cowboys. Again, I'm not saying everything is perfect, but I like their chances when the game is close late more now than I have at any point in the last 4 years under Mike Zimmer and Kirk Cousins. So I almost feel a sense of peace late in games, that the Dagger Doctor, the fourth quarter Pharaoh, and Mike Zimmer are going to put their heads together and find a way to win the chess match for the first time in 4 years.
Absolutely. And this is the first time that, and I think that piece comes from this, and the transition is really the past two games, but there were hints of it before then. This is the first time that when they have the ball, like you say to yourself, if they can get the ball, they can score. Like, that's a rarity. Like, that's Rodgers. That's Favre, right? That's not the Vikings. So, yeah, I think the sense of peace comes from get the ball back as opposed to the defense has to stop them or you're screwed.
Yep, and now you're
exactly right.
You haven't accomplished anything yet. Just because you won a couple games midseason doesn't mean that let's crown Zimmer, let's crown Cousins, but Those guys deserve praise for these last couple weeks. And it's like, that's another thing that I love about this show. I feel like our audience has figured out the nuance between you can have a macro opinion on something and praise, hey, when they're doing something well in the moment, like they deserve praise. But also there's another month and a half to go in the season. There's playoff games. And so let's see it. Let's continue it. Keep going here. You can, Vikings, you can dictate job statuses. You can dictate contracts. You can dictate the way that idiots like us talk about you by continuing to do this against the Niners, against the Bears a couple times. So, all right, purple positivity, boys.
You like that?
All offense,
you
too.
Like that?
There we go. Yeah.
Basically.
They're going to probably have to score 27, 30 points against the Niners. I have a feel. The Niners have scored 30 in each of the last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And that defense for the Vikings.
San Fran's going to try to pound the rock to keep the ball, too.
Yes. So we'll have plenty more of our thoughts on the actual San Francisco matchup later on this week. But thank you guys for hanging out with us, for supporting us on Purple Daily, for supporting Declan during this major life venture on Thanksgiving.
Thank
as he
you.
Visits
I love how you just brought Gals that family. Up like it. Yeah, I'm glad we found out. Like you were... Well, I had no idea.
I didn't want to bring it up since I'm rushing into this again. I didn't know if I should be able to bring it up again.
Well, I mean, you didn't consult with me, and I don't need to consult.
I've been consulting with my own self, with therapy, with family, with people. It's a whole thing that I have been doing.
I'm
over
part of
the
you haven't invited Judd to these discussions.
I'm part of the structure. Would you like me to come and meet the parents?
No, I do not.
I mean, because I could. They'd probably be thrilled to meet me.
I would, because it would get you out of the house and would put you in an uncomfortable situation having to deal with people and names. So actually, I am kind of, now I'm kind of talking myself into it.
A nice restaurant in Wayzata, enjoying a nice, healthy meal.
Cove?
I think we are going to Cove.
Cove, huh?
Cove is
bad. I think we're going to Cove. I've just got to sit in the right place so that I can see
people
the
watch.
TV.
Oh.
No.
I love the suits.
I got to get near the bar and put Dawn with her back to the TV so I can talk to her and pay attention. Eye contact.
The TV's got
to
be right above the top of her forehead.
While
right,
my eyes shoot above her head.
Yeah, it can't be off center. It's got to be right above.
Right. So like I can be like this. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Totally
yeah.
not obvious
yeah.
at all.
No. No. Things are going well. Yeah. Yeah. No.
Yeah,
that's
you're great at that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a great 30
yes, honey.
Years. Oh.
Oh, Derek Carr.
Go, Andy Dalton. Go, Andy Dalton. Who's starting for Detroit? I don't even know this
David,
guy's
is
name.
Is it Blau?
No idea.
No. It's some guy I've never heard
Joey
of.
Charlie Harrington? Batch, I think, John is still Kitten? Their backup.
John Kitten. I love John Kitten. Are you kidding? It's Don Strock. All right.
Dan Orlovsky is going to suit back up. All right. We got to go. Happy Thanksgiving.
Bye, guys.
Skol.